This next meditative endeavor is all about deep relaxation, finding that sense of release, of decompression, of opening up and flowering of the whole human personality. Lying back on your mat, gaze inwards, body still, breath steady and even. Each and every thought has a tremendous effect on our physical body. It's the mind that controls the body and not vice versa, at least in ideal human life. And one thought is enough to heal, transform, and bring a sense of wellness to the whole physical framework. As you rest down into the earth with the great sky up above, extending out in infinite time and space in all directions, just let yourself lie back into the terra firma. Steady, sheltered, protected. And the next inhale, let a nice soothing light enter through the feet. Here we're talking about energy, levity, benevolent thought, whatever way most is conducive for your thinking about it. Just let that energy calm and steady into the feet. And let that sense of ease, that sense of healing and purity, that light come right up through the rest of the foot, through the up towards the knee, and ultimately through the whole leg system. Let that light come right to the base of the spine, to the chakra point there known as the Muladhara chakra. Let the breath be still, steady. Your only job is to draw in a sense of peace, a sense of purity to that point. And that point is at the base of the spine, but it's a psychic point, it's not a physical point. Use your intuition, find that spot, and breathe and just purify at that place. Second chakra, about 4 or 5 inches up. Think of it, the midpoint between the tailbone and the navel, known as the Svadhisthana chakra. Just let the light come up to that point to purify there. Manipur chakra, navel point, third chakra. Making the way to the Anahat chakra, the fourth chakra, right at the heart. This is responsible for purifying all the airs, the aerial factor of the physical body. So just draw the breath deep in there, let that purity, that cleanliness suffuse your whole existence by at that point. fifth chakra, Vishuddha chakra, all the melodious sounds that we can create physically in this universe emanate from that spot. So long as the mind is pure and clean at that place. So go ahead. Let that be your focal point of concentration. Coming right into the home, the psychic abode, right into the center of mind. This is where your eye feeling is, the Ajnan chakra, that sense of I am in this universe. This is a seed vessel of human thought, of cognition, of existence. And here your job is just to transform, to connect that I-ness with something pure and benevolent, that I am peace, I am one with that source of light, I am love. Or maybe it's just a feeling that doesn't have a word attached with it. A feeling of connection, of linking with something great. Whatever is your highest aspiration, your spiritual curiosity and aim, just cultivate that. And let your mind become linked with that idea. Just take this time to rest easy, to soak up the vastness of life, to exchange the petty for the great, the monotonous for the dynamic, and any feelings of hopelessness for great joy and optimism. Each and every breath suffusing your whole existence with warmth, light, and love as you carry on out in your meditative endeavor.